This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial new patient history and physical for Nancy Harmon. Last name, H-A-R-M-O-N. First name, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Place was Landings of Denisee Valley. Date was February 28, 2022. New parent, Mrs. Harmon, is a 58-year-old female who was recently admitted from the hospital period. New paragraph, chief complaint, recent fall and history of shortness of breath and chest pain. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mrs. Harmon is morbidly obese and she was hospitalized after a fall period. At the same time, she had chest pain and shortness of breath period. She was felt to have a COPD exacerbation period. She had generalized weakness period. There's some improvement period. She has sleep apnea treated with CPAP, period. She gets shortness of breath still with exertion, but she's improved from the time she was in the hospital, period. There's also documents of a past history of congestive heart failure, but she denies ever having this, period. She does have asthma also and does wheeze from time to time, and period. She has significant edema, period. She also has stasis dermatitis, period. She's able to walk. She's able to contain that. She mobilizes with a wheelchair, period. She can do a few steps, but not much, and needs some physical therapy, and that is planned, period. She has diabetes mellitus, period. She actually came here from Regency where her sugars were about 300, but here at Landings they're now about 100, in the 100s, period. There's some improvement, period. Her stay at McLaren was for 2 weeks, and her stay at Regency was about 2 to 3 weeks, period. She now came to the assisted living, period. She does have plans of returning home, though, period. New paragraph. Currently she denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. New paragraph. Review assistance, constitutional. No fever or chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache or sore throat. Respiratory. Variable dyspnea, but she was not too short of breath when seen today, period. Slight cough, no hemoptysis. Cardiovascular, no current angina or palpitations, but she has significant edema. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. She has generalized weakness, period. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. An eye, she has no visual complaints. ENT, she has no sore throat or hearing problems. Constitutional, she has no fever or chills and is obese. In paragraph, past history is positive for COPD. Depression, anxiety, congestive heart failure, asthma, hypothyroidism, diabetic neuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, moderate severe depression in the past, obstructive sleep apnea, cellulitis, coronary artery disease. New paragraph. Family history. Her father had heart disease and hyperlipidemia, period. Her mother had breast cancer and colon cancer and diabetes, mellitus, and chronic kidney disease, period. She has a sister with diabetes, mellitus, and the left above knee amputation and peripheral arterial disease. New paragraph. Social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse, period. She's now moved into assisted living from Regency, which is a nursing home for rehab. New paragraph medications. Lisinopril 5 milligrams daily. Senna 8.6 milligrams twice a day. Symbicort 160/4.5, two puffs twice a day. acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 4 hours, PRN. Duo-Neb, which is albuterol slash ipratropium, one or via nebulizer as needed. Pro-RHFA, 2 puffs every 4 hours, PRN. New paragraph. examination. She's obese, not distressed, wheelchair bound. Blood pressure 142 over 80, pulse 80. Respiratory 18. O2 saturation 93%. Head and neck, pupil equal reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal, neck supple, no mass or thyromegaly, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation. Chain it. Lungs had decreased best sounds, but no wheeze or crackles on auscultation, period. Percussion was normal. Cardiovascular, normal, as long as 2, no gout, no murmur. She has 3 plus edema of the legs and stasis dermatitis. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. There's no joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Skin had stasis dermatitis of the legs, otherwise intact, warm and dry without major lesions. Mental status, she's oriented with normal affect. In the paragraph, assessment of musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, and there's no inflammation or effusion of any joints, no cyanosis. An assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Harmon has COPD. I'll continue Symbicort 160 or 4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, and I'll reorder the albuterol by nebulizer. Change that. We'll order the Duoneb by nebulizer every 6 hours as needed, period. She may also have pro-HFA, 2 puffs every 4 hours, PRN. Two, she has diabetes mellitus type 2, and we'll order a hemoglobin A1C and check her labs, period. Three, she has obstructive sleep apnea, and her CPAP has missing supplies, and we'll attempt to get her CPAP supplies, period. Five, she has congestive heart failure, and we'll continue Losartan 100 milligrams daily. No, cancel it. Never mind. Just say her congestive heart failure is currently stable. Period. We'll continue Lisinopril 5 milligrams daily. And say asthma is currently stable. Period. I'll follow at landings. Period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.